Prabhupada. Gopi jana vallabho girivar dhare. Gopi jana vallabho girivar dhare. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Yashodanandan Prajajanarandana. Yashodanandan Prajajanarandana. Yashodanandana Brajajanarandana. Yashodanandana Brajajanarandana. Yamuna Teeravan Chari Yamuna. Yamuna Teeravan Chari Yamuna. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Prabhupada. Gopi jana vallabho girivar dhare. Yashodanandan Brajajanarandana. Yamuna Teera Banachari Yamuna. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramhans Paribrajakacharya Stotra Sachri Shunshilabhai Chanarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramhans Paribrajakacharya Ashtohotra Sachari Shumshala Bhakti Siddhant Saswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON BBT Founder Charya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindakir, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath, Sham Kunda Radha Kunda, Giri Go Vardhan Ki Jai, Sri Sri Vrindavana Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Sri Sri Navdeep Dwarka Dham Ki Jai, Shri Dham Mayapur Dham ki jai. Yamuna Mai Ganga Mai ki jai. Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi ki jai. Sam Veda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Sankirtan Yagya ki jai. our loving spiritual master, his divine grace, Savior of the whole world, most merciful Jagat Guru, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Savior of the fallen, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Nitaya Gaur Pramanandi. Nitaya Gaur Pramanandi. All glories to Sambalbhuri. All glories to Sambalbhuri. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Daya Krishna Saya Bhavad Kali Pachal Vishesham. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiriyat Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shaloke Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtaki. Om Ajnana Timrandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumlitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guram Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vidam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakavitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopeshu Gopi Kakanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kantan Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Vancha Kalpatar Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vai Vijapati Tana Bhavane Mbyo Vaishnave Behunamutamu. Together. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vidhan Swami Tinamne. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvisheshunavadi. Paschata Desatarane. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, first of all, I like to welcome all of you. This morning here in New Dwarka Dham, Sri Sri Rukmani Dwarkadish Mandir. So, it's chapter 7 of Canto 4, the sacrifice performed by Daksha. Which verse is written there? 49 is written, not 48. Or 49 is on the board. So, I will read the 48 myself, then 49 with all of you. Maitriyo vacha iti daksha kavira yagyam bhadra rudra bhimarshitam kirtayamane rishikeshe sanninye yagya bhavane. Translation. Shri Maitreya said, after Lord Vishnu was glorified by all present, Daksha, his consciousness purified, arranged to begin again the yagya, which had been devastated by the followers of Lord Shiva. Please repeat. Bhagavana Svena Bhagena Sarvatam, excuse me, Sarvatma Sarva Bhaga Bhuk Daksham Babhasa Abhasya Priyamana Ivanga Bhagavan Svena Bhagena Sarvatma Sarva Bhagadvuk Daksham Bhavasha Abhasya. Priyamana Ivanaga Bhagavan Svena Bhagena Sarvatma Sarva Bhagabhuk Daksham Bhavasha Abhasya Priyamana Ivanaga.
Bhagavan Svena Bhagena
Bhagavan Svena Bhagena
Sarvatma Sarva Bhagavu
Sarvatma Sarva Bhagavu
Daksham Bhavasa Abhasya
Daksham Bhavasa Abhasya
Priyamana Ivanaga
Matajis. भगवान लॉर्ड विष्णु स्वेना विधिस ओन भागेना विदश्यर सर्वात्मा द सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज सर्वभागभोग द एंजॉयर ऑफ द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ ऑल सैक्रिफाइसेस दक्षम दक्ष भाभासे सेड अभाष्य एड्रेसिंग प्रियमाना बीइंग सैटिस्फाइड इवा एज अनंगा ओसेनलेस विदुरा ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज रिपीट मैत्रिया कंटिन्यूड My dear sinless Vidura, Lord Vishnu is actually the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. Yet because of his being, the super soul of all living entities, he was satisfied simply with his share of the sacrificial offerings. He therefore addressed Daksha in a pleasing attitude. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Foundacharya of Great ISKCON. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, verse 29, it is said, Bhoktaram Jagatapsam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the supreme enjoyer of all the results of sacrifices, austerities and penances. In whatever one may engage, the ultimate goal is Vishnu. If a person does not know that, he is misled. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu has nothing to demand from anyone. He is self-satisfied, self-sufficient, but he accepts the offerings of yajna because of his friendly attitude toward all living entities. Dear devotees, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Actually, he is the owner, controller, and enjoyer of all the planetary system. Everything belongs to him. He is the only enjoyer. And we all, doesn't matter in male's body, soul and female's body, we are to be enjoyed by Sri Krishna. But the problem is, I want to enjoy independent of him. That is my biggest problem. As it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavamsha kare paashete mayatare jhaptiya thare. Jiva, after forgetting Krishna, bhuliya, he wants to enjoy independent of him. Then he comes under the control of Maya. Dear devotees, Maya is very, very painful, very, very difficult for us. To be under the control of Maya is very, very painful for this soul. In the purport of verse 37 of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, Sri Prabhupada is saying, when service attitude is transformed into sense enjoyment, then the jiva comes under the sway of Maya. Dear devotees, we are not the enjoyer. This I should make up my mind. But my stupid mind is always thinking, no, I am the enjoyer. I am the master of all I control. Everything belongs to me. This is my stupidness. Stupidness of my conditioned mind. But by the mercy of Gurudev Srila Prabhupada and my predecessor Acharya Six Goswamis and Gaur Nitaya Dvaita Acharya Gadadhar Srivas Thakur, I have to make up my mind. I am not the enjoyer, but I am to be enjoyed by Sri Krishna. And when I am enjoyed by Krishna, who is the only enjoyer? Actually, Krishna is the only male, Purusha. Everybody else is a Prakriti. Purusha is a male and Prakriti is a female. We are all female. Does not matter in the male's body even. Soul is a female. Atma. And if we come to this understanding, then life will be wonderful and beautiful and we will be very happy. But in a material sense, and Prabhupada has mentioned that in the material world, nobody likes to become a master servant. Everybody likes to become a swami and master. Because service in this material world is not very palatable. To be a servant is very, very difficult. You know. Sometimes servants are given hard time by the masters. But we should understand this. In the light of Bhagavad, that service to Sri Krishna is very palatable. It's very enjoyable by the soul. It's not a bondage. It's not a problem. But we have experienced, bad experience in this material world that I don't like to be a servant. To be a servant is very, very troublesome. But to be a servant of Krishna is wonderful. This we should understand. As long as I am not able to give up my enjoying spirit, I want to enjoy. And actually, unfortunately, this Western world and the whole world, now in India also, people of India are thinking, oh, we are too backward, we are nonsense. We should follow America. We should also try to enjoy. A woman should put on trouser, shirt, necktie, and just move like a man. And women should have equal rights with the man. This is what India is thinking also. But Prabhupada said, no. Indian's business is not to enjoy. India is a land of austerity and penances. In India, women are considered very, very chaste. That's why they're so worshipable. If one can have the dust of a lotus feet of a great chaste Indian woman, then his life is successful. Many try to do this, to have the mercy of such great ladies. So, comparatively, still some difference, but unfortunately, it's spreading very, very fast all over the world. People want to enjoy. People of India, in general, are thinking, oh no, we are nonsense. We should follow the West. You know what's happening? Now, like you see, in India, there were no divorce before. No divorce started. Women are divorcing their man. Man is divorcing their wives. And suicides, killing, increasing. Because when we try to enjoy, then it means problem. When Jiva wants to enjoy, he comes under this way of Maya. Then Maya will punish such Jiva very heavily. And Jiva is going to be in a very, very bad shape. One who commits suicide, sometimes very, very rich people. I have one very rich man in my contact. And he accepted me as his guru, but I never gave him diksha yet because he's not fit. That if he is a rich man, that doesn't mean that he is fit for initiation. Many times he asked me, he said, Maharaj, please give me diksha. No, I am now thinking later on I may give up my mind. I may not be ready. I said, no, you're not ready. So this man, one day he mentioned to me, very rich man, he said, Maharaj, can I disclose something to you in confidence? I said, yes. So I'm keeping the confidence because I'm not telling his name. He said, Maharaj, I want to commit suicide. I have a suicidal tendency. I want to commit suicide. Very rich man, very beautiful wife, few cars, house he's living, maybe 20 crores, worth 20 crores. Big palatial house, but wanted to commit suicide. As long as we think of enjoyment, then problems and difficulties and suicide and this, that, so many things. So devotees, in the light of the Bhagavad, we have to come to this point that Krishna is the only enjoyer. And I am to be enjoyed by him. If I think I am the enjoyer, Prabhupada is saying, if a person does not know that, that Krishna is the enjoyer, then he is misled. We are misled. In general, people are misled all over the world by the mercy of Sri Krishna. A Mahabhagavad has appeared just recently, not 500 years back, just recently. 1977, he went back to join in his eternal leela with Krishna. In Krishna's eternal leela, in his eternal pastime, he came to lead us properly. He can lead the whole world. Otherwise, we are misled. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu has nothing to demand from anyone. Lord Vishnu, Sri Krishna, is Atmaram, self-sufficient, self-satisfied. His one name is Atmaram. He doesn't demand from anyone. He is self-satisfied, self-sufficient, but he accepts the offerings of yajna because of his friendly attitude toward all living entities. Whenever we offer something to the Lord in yajna, yajna vai Vishnu, yajna is Vishnu, Krishna, then out of his love and affection, friendly attitude towards all the living entities, he accepts that. Actually, Krishna doesn't need anything. He only needs our love and devotion. And actually, what Srila Prabhupada has given us? Srila Prabhupada has given us the consciousness. Whole thing is consciousness. If I am performing some material activities, then I cannot be Krishna conscious. But if I am performing devotional service to Sri Krishna, bhakti, just working for Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, as it is recommended by Lord Nityananda, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Gao Krishna Naam, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Say the name of Krishna, worship Krishna, sing the name of Krishna. And Krishna is our mother, is father, is the life of life. He is everything for us. In one prayer it is said actually, Tumeiva mata cha pita tumeiva, Tumeiva bandhu cha sakha tumeiva, Tumeiva vidya cha dvaranam tumeiva, Tumeiva saravam mama deva deva. My Lord, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my relative, you are my everything, you are my education, you are my everything. Actually, Krishna is our everything. Krishna, who is our everything, we have to come to that Sri Krishna with all love, with all sincerity, with all devotion unto his lotus feet. We have to come to his lotus feet. This is the mission about. When his share of the sacrificial results was offered to him, he appeared very pleased. It is said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 verse 26, Patram pushpam phalam tvayam yome bhaktya prayachati. If any devotee offers him even a small leaf or a flower or water, If it is offered with love and affection, the Lord accepts it and is pleased. See what we can give him. As you all of know, that when Lord Sri Krishna came to Duryodhan to explain him, the mighty Duryodhan, please don't fight. Your brothers, your cousins are not interested in fighting. They say by fighting, so many warriors are going to be killed, women are going to become widow, and then unwanted progeny, Varna Shankar will be born. When a young woman become widow, she may like to stay chaste, but then young man will pollute her. So this is not good. So you please don't fight. But Duryodhan, who's very, very materialistic person, very heinous person, he didn't accept Krishna's, you know, recommendation and suggestion and advice. That was the lunchtime he offered him. Oh, come and dine with me. Krishna said, no, I cannot dine with you. Because he has no love for Krishna. And it's described that he has cooked 56 kind of different preparations, chapan bhog. And Duryodhana was very upset because Krishna didn't accept his, what do you call, lunch or his food or whatever it was. And he left. He was insulted. He felt insulted, humiliated. And he deserved that humiliation and insult. Because he's very, very materialistic person. You know what happened? Then Krishna, it was the lunch time. Krishna has to eat the lunch. He came to the house of Vidura, Vidurji. As it is mentioned here, O sinless Vidura. Vidurji is an incarnation of Dharmaraj, Yamaraj. Very noble personality. He came to the house of Vidura and he knocked the door. When Lord knocked the door, Vidura's wife, she was also equally very devoted lady, very chaste Mataji. Her name was Vidurani. She is called Vidurani, the wife of Vidura. She was taking bath. And somebody is knocking the door. She said, who is there? Krishna. When she heard Krishna, she was mad. Krishna has come to our house. Can you imagine Krishna comes to someone? She is so happy. She forgot everything. And without putting cloth on her body, she ran to open the door. Krishna gave his pitambar to Krishna addressed her as aunt, Kaki. Chacha and Chachi. Kaka and Kaki. And she's mad in love of Krishna. Oh, Krishna has come to their house. And Krishna said, Auntie, Kaki, I am hungry. Please give me something to eat. Can you imagine? Their rascal Duryodhana is offering 56 kinds of different preparation. Krishna rejected. And here Krishna is asking, give me something to eat. Why? Because of love. She has a pure love for Krishna. And her husband was also totally dedicated to Krishna. Now she is mad in love of Krishna. Actually, that madness is very rare. Lord Chaitanya had that madness. She is mad now. She is running here and there. Oh, Krishna is hungry. She brought some bananas. Some bananas were lying there in the house. She brought the bananas. Out of love, she took the peel of the banana. And you know what she did? She threw the banana down. Give the peel to Krishna. And you know what Krishna did? Who's standing here with holding flute in his hand? With Rukmani, Mataji. He started eating that. He's eating the peels of banana. 1, 2, 3, because he's hungry. And she's feeding out of love. Bananas are lying down. She doesn't know what she's doing. Vidurji came. Vidurji was very happy to see Krishna in their house. Now, Vidur saw, my wife, she is feeding peel of the banana to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and throwing the bananas down. Vidurji was upset. He said, what are you doing? He said, what? She came to her external consciousness. You are throwing the peels down and you have given the bananas down and given the peel to Sri Krishna. She looked down. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening to me. I'm very sorry. So Krishna is hungry. Please, you peel the banana and give him the banana yourself. You know, Vidurji peeled the banana, took the banana peels off, took the banana and gave to Krishna. And Krishna took that. Krishna ate. You know what Krishna said? I will say in Hindi, then try to translate into English. He said to Vidurji, Kaka, uncle, Jo maja mujhe chilke mein aa raha tha, wo is kele mein nahi. The enjoyment which I was driving in the peel of the banana is not in this banana. Why Krishna said like this? Because that peel was given out of love. Here some discrimination came, you know, and so Krishna needs only our love. Devotees, what I can give to Krishna? I have nothing. When I was born, my hands were like this. But now I have become the proprietor of so many properties. I have become millionaire, billionaire. I have few cars and big bank balance. I'm so foolish. What I'm going to take with me? I came like this and I will go like this. But in between, I have become very rich man. That is my foolishness. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked this question by one gentleman. He said, Swamiji, you are so great. You gave everything to this great movement which you have founded. You know what was the reply of Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, what was mine which I have given? What was mine? Mera kya tha jo maine diya? Mera kuch nahi tha. Nothing was mine. This is the proper understanding. Why I claim proprietorship over God's properties? Because my brain department is not functioning properly. There's something with my brain department. And what is that something wrong with my brain department? The sense of enjoyment. I want to enjoy independent of Krishna. You know, when a jiva thinks that he wants to enjoy independent of Krishna, then you know what happened? Screws in the brain, you know, so many screws Krishna has put. They become very loose. And person cannot think properly. Even big, big man materially, their screws are so loose, they are so crazy. They are mad. Because they want to enjoy the senses. They are lusty for money, lusty for women, lusty for name, fame, lusty for this, that. Brains are not functioning properly. Only one who is a devotee, one who is totally dedicated to Guru, Gauranga and Krishna, who is properly situated, who has no more material desire, anna bilashita shunnam gyan karma adina avratam anukullena krishna anushilnam bhakti uttama. Material desire must be zero, as is recommended by our great Acharya Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. No gyan, no karma. He is performing the favorable devotional service. Then his brain can function properly. As soon as material desire comes, life is useless. See, big, big people. Big, then they cannot. Even Lord Shiva, yesterday we were talking, Prabhupada is mentioning, in the purport of verse, I think, 65. Chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, one who is not engaged in devotional service, The what to speak of even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, what to speak of, we are only living entities. We come under the sway of Maya. Maya immediately comes and grabs us. So Prabhupada is saying that we have to be very, very careful, very, very serious in performing our devotional service. Not let any material desire comes in our mind. Mind is full of material desires. See, Lord Shiva, he became very attracted actually to Mohini Murti when he requested the Lord, I want to see your that form, you know, which you took that Mohini incarnation. Lord was reluctant. He said, no, my Lord, I want to see. So, Lord, so when he assumed this beautiful form of a woman, no, Lord Shiva, forget everything. Even his wife is with him. And he starts chasing after this beautiful form. And it is described that a boy was born. And this boy is worshipped in the south very much. From Mohini and Lord Shiva. As we all know, Brahmaji became attracted to his own daughter. Can you imagine how powerful this Maya is? Only bhakti, unalloyed devotional service can protect us. Nothing else, dear devotees. Keep in mind. Nothing else can protect us. Only bhakti mata. And this mission is a mission of bhakti. When Prabhupada started his mission here in 1966, how much money he brought to distribute here to the people in the U.S.? $7 billion. Is that right? Only $7 he brought. He is nothing. But he brought him. His heart was full of love. Full of love for Krishna. He gave that love to the people of this tract of land. He gave love to Americans. They were deprived of the real love. When they got a love from a pure devotee, their hearts were changed. They started working like a madman for Prabhupada. Why they were working? Why they were working so hard for Prabhupada? Because Prabhupada has given them the true love. And he has the true love. That's why he gave. Otherwise, we should not think that this movement is an accidental movement. No. This movement is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. He has the true love in his heart. He gave us that love. In my case, I'm telling you, before I met Prabhupada, I met different saints, few saints in India. But nobody had that genuine love which Prabhupada had. When I met Prabhupada, my inner consciousness said, here is the place where you're going to spend the rest of your life. You're going to stay here for the rest of your life. Prabhupada had a genuine love. And I talked to him much. And the temple president won't let me see Prabhupada. I said, I'd like to see Swamiji. He said, who are you to see Swamiji? Even a prime minister of India cannot meet him. Then by force I ran to Prabhupada's room. By force. I said, nobody's there in his room. I ran in his room. Went and paid my pranam. I didn't know how to dress a Mahabhagavat. I said, Swamiji. Prabhupada looked at me. Said, I want to be your servant, your disciple. Just, you know, I never met Prabhupada before that. He looked at me. He didn't say that who you are, who let you come in, and why you came in. And he didn't say anything. He said, achhi baat hai. I said, this is a good thing. Only these words he uttered. But right now, I am very tired. You can see me later on. This was the brief meeting. And actually, in a brief meeting, he stole my heart. No, life is gone. Life is finished now. In Prabhupada's not very good service, but trying to be little servant of the servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada. Trying. So, Prabhupada had a genuine love. He gave the love to the whole world. And actually, what is keeping us around here, only Prabhupada's genuine love. He had a genuine love. He gave to us, he gave to the whole world. He didn't came with the lots of money and distributed that money to the people and make them work for him. No, he gave them the love, and boys and girls and he was so much affectionate to the boys and girls of America, and American boys and girls were so affectionate to him that they love each other. Prabhupada loved them, they loved Prabhupada. Sometime someone used to praise Prabhupada, say, Swamiji, you're so great. You have spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. You founded this society. You know what Prabhupada used to say? Yes, I am very great. I founded this movement. No, he won't say that. He said, what can I do? I am an old man. Whatever I was able to do, this is simply by the mercy of my Gurudev, and these American boys and girls are helping me. Can you imagine? This is pure devotee. And he stole the hearts of these boys and girls in America. The Americans are little tough people. Am I right or wrong? Huh? No? Why don't you accept that Americans are little tough? No? We should accept the truth. But even he melted the hearts of tough people and they became Prabhupada's servant. One devotee, somewhere here in the West, came to Prabhupada and started, he burst into tears, started crying and weeping and weeping. Prabhupada said, what's the matter? He said, Prabhupada, I went to distribute your books. I was there for 12 hours. Nobody took any book. You know what Prabhupada said? Then what? You went out and you tried to distribute books. You were out for 12 hours and Krishna has taken note of that. Don't worry. If nobody took any book, this is Prabhupada. See how much encouragement he. But the devotee was so sincere that he felt that I couldn't do. See, you think Prabhupada was giving him anything? Nothing out of only love. Out of love he was doing this. 12 hours standing out. I have seen devotees suffering so much because Prabhupada had a genuine love for them. Prabhupada loved everyone and everyone loved Prabhupada. Even sometime he was angry with us. You know, one devotee is writing, Muslim background, he said, Prabhupada, sometime you get angry with us, but there is love in your anger also. Love in your anger. So, devotees, this is a moment of a bhakti. You know what Prabhupada has mentioned here? It is said in Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakti Aparyachati. If any devotee offers him even a small leaf or a flower or water, if it is offered with love and affection, the Lord accepts it and is pleased. One thing I like to mention you, that this one aarti in Gujarati language, I love this aarti very much. Praise of Shaligram Shila, Tulsi Mata, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, very nice praise. Then in the end it is mentioned, Kahe Pritam Tame Odukho Indane. A writer is saying that you please recognize the devotees of the Lord. Harina Jan Hari Jeva. Meaning, the devotees of Lord are just like Hari. Every morning we sing, Sakshad Hari Tvena Samasta Shastre Uktastatha Bhavayat Eva Sadvi Kintu Prabhurya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sakshad Hari. And he is also saying, Harina Jan Hari Jeva. The devotees of Hari are like Hari. They are not Hari, but they are like Hari. They are very, very merciful. Although he is self-sufficient and does not need anything from anyone, he accepts such offerings because as super soul, he has such a friendly attitude toward all living entities. Another point here is that it does not encroach upon another's share. In the yajna, there is share for the demigods, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and a share for Lord Vishnu. He is satisfied with his own share and does not encroach upon others. This is the beautiful quality of Lord Vishnu Krishna. Indirectly, he indicated that he was not satisfied with Dakshas trying to deny Lord Shiva his share. Here, big whole problem started from here. Because Daksha offended Lord Shiva, who is the greatest Vaishnava Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. You know that? It's in the Bhagavatam. Of all the Vaishnava, the greatest Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. When he offended Lord Shiva, you know that now Daksha has the head of a goat. His head was cut off. Goat head. Ah, oh, no. Because when you offend Vaishnava, you're finished. We must be very careful not commit any offense unto the feet of any. We don't know who's Vaishnava, who's not Vaishnava. We should be respectful to everyone. Thakur Bhaktivinoda in one song is saying, Gurudev sakale samana korite shakati deho natha yata yata tave to gaibo hari nama sukhe aparada hai vegatha. I don't respect everyone because of my bad nature. I have discrimination, white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. But prayers are made by Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. Who is Gurudev? Please give me the power so that I can respect all the living beings. Sakalesman. If I will be able to respect every living beings, Prabhupada used to respect everyone. He embraced everyone. For him, no question of Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, white, black, bro, everybody is a child of Krishna. This is the fact. Everybody is Krishna's part and parcel. If we can respect every living beings, this power can come from a pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, predecessor Acharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then, tabe to gaibo harinam sukhe. Then only I will be able to chant the holy name with great ecstasy, with great enjoyment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. If you will chant the holy name in great ecstasy, free from all offenses, aparada hai behata, then there will be no more offense. Right now I'm chanting, you know, chanting, looking here, there. My mind is running here and there, you know. Not very good chanting. If I can do the good chanting, my offenses will be ceased. And when my offenses will be ceased, then only I am going to situate myself properly. Otherwise, I am just here and there, here and there. Just like a pendulum. Very difficult situation. But further, it is said, Prabhupada is saying this, that Lord is explaining that he was not very happy that Daksha trying to deny Lord Shiva his chair. He offended Lord Shiva. This was not good for Daksha. And because he, you know, Daksha means too much sense-enjoy, very expert at producing children. First he offended Naraji, then he offended Lord Shiva. And Naraji also didn't take offense by him. Lord Shiva also kept quiet. But Krishna didn't like this, you know. His followers didn't like. So, Maitri addressed Vidura as sinless because Vidura was a pure Vaishnava and never committed any offense to any demigod. Here is the offense. Prabhupada is talking of offense. Devotees, we should not commit offense. Prabhupada is talking offense to any demigod. We should not be offensive to anyone. I remember one happening. Please listen to this happening. Very important. In Delhi, it happened. There is one temple. It's a South Indian temple in Delhi. And I heard that one celestial snake comes on Lord Shiva's lingam and sits like this, you know. So I was curious to see, you know, snake, celestial snake. With one American devotee, I went there. As soon as I went inside, I paid my obeisances to Lord Shiva. So this devotee didn't, he was just standing there. We didn't see any snake, frankly speaking. When we came out, this devotee said, why you paid your obeisance to Lord Shiva? I said, why not? Prabhupada says that we are devotee of Krishna and we should not pay obeisance to Lord Shiva. I didn't say anything to him. So Prabhupada was very easily accessible. I came to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, yes. You said that we cannot pay our obeisance to Lord Shiva. Prabhupada said, who said this? one devotee saying, Prabhupada says, I don't know what words Prabhupada used for him. Prabhupada said, they quote me. Prabhupada says this, Prabhupada says that. But I never say this, never says that. What to speak of paying our obeisance to Lord Shiva? We should respect an ant also. Personally, Prabhupada told me. We should respect an ant. Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. He's the chief of the demigods, Mahadev. Prabhupada was. Many times I have seen devotees are inimical towards Lord Shiva. Not good. Here very clearly, Prabhupada is mentioning here. Prabhupada is saying that Pure Ben never committed any offense to any demigod. This is Vidura. He never committed any offense. Although Vaishnavas accept Lord Vishnu as the Supreme, they are not prone to offend demigods. Very clear here. They give the demigods proper respect. Vaishnava accept Lord Shiva as the best Vaishnava. For a Vaishnava, there is no possibility of offending any demigods. And the demigods are also pleased with the Vaishnava because they are faultless devotees of Lord Vishnu. So, we have to be very, very careful not to offend anyone. What to speak of offending demigods? We should not offend an ant also, because she is also soul and part and parcel of Super Soul Sri Krishna. Super Soul is sitting in the heart of ant also. Lord Krishna is everywhere. And Krishna is the father of every living being. And Lord is saying that I'm sitting as Paramatma in the heart of every living entities. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hirdeshe Arjuna Trishtati Brahmyan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. We should respect all the living entities. Whole world belongs to Krishna. People of all walks of life, all caste, color, creeds, they are Krishna's part and parcel, Krishna's children. And we are trying to become Krishna's good children. And this, we should love everyone. And distribute Prabhupada's books, because these Prabhupada's books are great. And people should take to these books, read these books, and be benefited spiritually. Srila Prabhupada's books can help us. Amazing books, amazing Prabhupada's writing. Because Prabhupada is a transcendental personality, and Prabhupada can change anyone's heart. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Any question, any comments anybody has? Please correct me wherever I am wrong in speaking anywhere. BBT manager is running. Did he hear me? No, he didn't hear. Yeah. I said BBT manager is running. Eh? Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you for your association. No comments, no questions?